The Gemara on that Lamed Aleph says as follows: Zeh Omer Shalavosev, Zeh Omer Shalavosai, Hay Aisi Sadi Davosehi, Hay Aisi Sadi Davoshne Chazoka. That's the case. We had a discussion. What happens? What's the din? Do we say Migu B'Makom Eidim? Do we not say Migu B'Makom Eidim? That's the basic sugya. But comes the Gemara and says, but it gets a little more complicated. Hadar Omer Lei in Dav Hasachi V'Zavinta Minach. Initially, each one said Shalavosai. One brought Eidim that it belonged to his father, but the other one only brought Shnei Chazaka. Oh, I see it. I don't have a microphone. Can you hear me?
Should
I get the microphone? We should leave it the way it is. Okay, if you can hear me, it's okay. I know you work at the Apple Fair. Like nothing's coming out. It looks, yeah, I forgot the microphone. There's a lot to remember. Okay, sorry about that. So one of the individuals who said Shalavosai, he only brought Eidim that he was Ochlo Shnei Chazok. So the question is he Nemon to say Shalavosai B'migu that he could say Minach Zavinta? Since he has Eidim on the Chazok, he could say Minach Zavinta. Is he Nemon B'migu? That's the Shan the Gemara. So Hadar Omer Le'in Davosachi the Zavinta Minach the Haida Amrilach Davosi the Samach Li'alokhi Davosi. So then he said the following. He said, you know, when I said Shalavosai, I didn't really mean Shalavosai. I meant the Samech Li'alok Hida Avosi. If he'd stay with his Taina Shalavosai, so then if you hold that we don't accept the Migav Makom Eidim, he's going to lose. Because Eidim are against his Taina. Eidim say that it belonged to Avos of Shalasheni. He says it was Shalavosai of my own. So he's against Eidim. So even though he has a Migav, he's going to lose. Oh, but then he reinterprets what he said. He says, you know what, it really wasn't Shalavosai. I didn't mean that. I really bought it from you. I bought it from your fathers. But the Samech Li'Allah Kidda Avhasi. Samech Li'Allah, I'm so mechanit. I feel connected. I feel muftach al karka zu at the Rosh Brahm. I feel secure. I feel secure in this karka as if I was Yorisha for my fathers. Oh, so he's changing a little bit. So the Shaila in the Gemara is, can he do that? Toin v'choz v'toin, oein toin v'choz v'toin. Ula amar toin v'choz v'toin. Nahardoi amri, eino toin v'choz v'toin. Ula nahardoi leva machlokes, can he be choz v'toin? Can he change his mind? He said one thing, and now he's changing his mind. Is he able to change his mind? Shaila in the Gemara. The Hilchasa, after all the dust settles, and all the caveats, and the qualifications, and the limitations that we're going to get to in a moment, Vilchas the toin v'choz v'toin. So we talk a pasuk like Ula, the toin v'choz v'toin, he can change. He can change his mind. When you first look at the sugi and you see Machlokes HaMoraim, so you're a little surprised. And in fact, if you skip to the end and you see the Hilchas there, you're even more surprised. Toin v'choz v'toin, what, he can change his mind? If I were to ask you, whose sheet is more intuitive? Which one of the sheet is more intuitive? Which sheet would you choose? Nahadot. Right, Nahadoi say that you can change. That makes a lot of sense. We have principles that sound like that, that you can't change. Once you say something in Bezdin, you can't change. What's that principle called? Look, we know there's a concept called Hodos Bodin Kamea Eidim Dami. It's if someone is Moda, that's Kamea Eidim Dami. It's Kamea Eidim Dami. So Hodos Bodin Kamea Eidim Dami. And by Eidim, we know there's a principle, Kevan Shehigin, Shuven Achozer Umagid. There's one opportunity. Just say what you want to say. Kevan Shehigin, Shuven Achozer Umagid. You have one opportunity to get a Haggadah, Bebezdin. And you can't change. We only accept the first thing the Eidim say. That's it. When they start to talk again, La'acha Kedei Diba, we say, don't bother. We have the testimony. We have the Haggadah, Bebezdin. So Chor should be the same thing over here. Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami. I mean, if I wouldn't know Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami, I'd say maybe somehow it's not like it. But once I know Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami, so Kevin Sheigit should tell me that he can't be Chozer Umag. He can't be Chozer Vitoin once he said the first thing. Now Hardai is sitting pretty. Ula is really a prelate. How can you change? How can Ula say that you can change? So the gut reaction we have is, well, maybe the answer is what? Let's see if we can figure this out. Right? There's a gut reaction, but it's not really correct. But I just want to see if you can get this far. What's the answer to this question? All right.
It's not a new time. I'm just doing the far east way you said.
Okay, you're saying too fancy. Mm-hmm. I want simple. So I'm thinking lumbus, right? I'm reading a Gemara. This is also part of learning, that we have to read a Gemara before we look at the Rashbam. I mean, notice, we haven't looked at the Rashbam yet. Now, it would be instructive if we looked at the Rashbam. Maybe we wouldn't even have the Kasha. But we haven't looked at the Rashbam. I look at the Gemara and I say to myself, hey, just one second. This is strange. Yeah?
He's not actually moda. He's not changing what he says.
He's just adding on. Okay. You're too fancy. That's the Rashbam already. Wait. Zach.
You were in Higgid. It was Akbel first.
Let's say he was Higgid. Does Kevin Shehigid apply to Hodas B'nei Kamei Eidavon? So you say, what are you talking about? Kevin Shehigid, Hodas B'nei Kamei Eidavon, what's the question? There's one letter I want you to pick up on. One letter. K, who said that? L. K. Right? Hodas B'nei Kamei Eidavon, there's an equation over here. Hodas B'nei is like Eidim. What kind of equation is that? Is it literal? Is it really the same as Eidim? All the rules of Eidim apply to Hodas B'nei? Efshemen Kenzogen, it does not. Maybe you could say not like that. Maybe Hodas, maybe Kaven Shehigit Shuvin Achozer Umagid is a halacha that applies to Eidim, and not necessarily to Hodas Baldin. Maybe Hodas Baldin Kameh Eidim just means that a Baldover has the nemonis of Eidim. But he's not an Eid, he's a Baldover. It's a different personality. He's a Baldover, he's not an Eid. Kaven Shehigit might be a principle that applies to a Haggadah. Haggadah Bebezin is something about Eidim. But maybe Bali Dover don't make a Haggadah Bebezin. Maybe it's a Gzeres HaKosuv that applies Dafka to Eidim and not to Bali Dover. So maybe the question never even began. We're so troubled. Eidim can't be Choser Umagid and Hodas B'nei Kamei Eidim. So how can he be Choser V'Toim? The Kasha might not even be a Kasha because maybe you just misunderstood. Maybe Hodas B'nei Kamei Eidim doesn't mean it's Mamish Ka Eidim. It means it has certain halachas of Eidim, but it's not really Eidim. Nemonis of Eidim, but it's not really Eidim. So if it's not really Eidim, maybe Kevin Shiga doesn't apply. That's what you would have thought. You would have thought that's the simple answer to the kasha. That's how Ula can be understood. Achoz of Etoim, because this is a Baldover, he's not really Eidim, even if Hodas B'nei Kamei Eidim Dami, and therefore the din of Kevin Shiga doesn't apply to him. But the emes is, from the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's clear that there's a much simpler answer to this kasha. What's the Hamshach of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Umodi Ula hechadam alei shalavosev velo shalavosecha deino toim mechoz v'toim." Ula admits, says the Gemara, that if he claims shalavosev velo shalavosecha, if he negates the tain of the other individual, so then he can't be chozev v'toim. That he can't do. V'hechadav v'koy beidin velo toan ve'osem e'avroi v'toan eino chozev v'toim. My taima tanose agmerei. What's more, Ula says that if he's not chozev v'toim, even if he says the samach li aloha kida av hasi, if he's not chozev v'toim in Bezdin, he first leaves Bezdin, then he comes back, so that's not accepted. He has to be chozev v'toim in Bezdin still, while he's still in Bezdin. That's Ula. Two ways that Ula is moda to Nahardai. Moda Nahardai, hechda amar le shalavose shalakhua me avosecha de chozev v'toim. Nahardai admits to Ula in a case also. Right, there's a case where Ula agrees to Nahardai, and Nahardai agrees to Ula in a different case, and they have an argument in a third case. What's the case Nahardai agrees? Shalavosa shalachua me'avosecha. If he says shalavosa, that the field belongs to my father. He doesn't change anything of what he said. My father's bought it from your father's. Nahardai says then he can be chozer v'toim. So what do you see over here? They both agree to each other in certain cases, and they argue in the middle case. What you see is that there really are three different types of chazaras over here. So the kasha really never began. There are three ways that the baldover can be chosen. One way is to be makhish what he said initially, to be makhish legamri. What's that case? What does he say when he's makhish legamri? Initially he said shalavosai.
Velo shalavosecha.
Velo shalavosecha. Right? Velo shalavosecha. He said, "Velo shalavosecha," and now he said, no, it belonged to his father, but something happened. I bought it from him. My father bought it. He said, if he said, shalavosecha, velo shalavosecha, so he negated what the other person did. And now, this is the full chazar. That's Hakosh Lagami. In that case, everyone agrees. Even Ula would say, Eino Chozer Vito. You can't be Chozer from a direct Hakosh. On the other extreme, we have what? Where there's no Hakosh Lagami. What's he doing? He's being Mosif on what he's saying. He's being Mefarish what he says. There's no Hakosh Lagami. There's no Hakosh Lagami. There's no Hakosh B'miktsas either. What's that case? Shalavosa Shalakhuha Meyavosecha. There, he's being Moses. He's not changing anything. He's saying it was Shalavosa. But he's explaining, he's Moses, he's explaining that my father's bought it from your father's. There, even Nahardai would say that you can't be Chos at a time. Because all you're doing is being Moses, you're not really being Makhishil. And then we have the middle. We have the middle case where you're not being makhish lagamri, but you're not just being mefarish and mesa. You're not just being mefarish your words. You're being makhish mitzas. Oh, shalavosai desamachli alo kida avhosi. So that's not exactly what you said. You said shalavosai. Shalavosai means that it really belonged to your father. Now you're saying it didn't really belong to my father, but it was ki'ilu, the old ki'ilu act, right? Ki'ilu, it was like Kidavosi, it was Samichli, Allah Kidavosi, it was lies, Ki'ilu. So that's a little bit of a hakosha. It's not a hakosha legamri. He didn't say Shalavosi below Shalavosecha. It's not a hakosha legamri, but it's not just the Hosafa. It's not just a perish on what you said. It's you're being misakin, you're fixing up what you said. Fixing up. It is a hakosha b'miktsas, but you're fixing up what you said. There we have a machlokas hamara. Ula says even in that case you could be chozer v'tayim. Now Hadoi says, in that case, you can't be chozer v'tayim. This is exactly how the Rashbam explains. Now, let's see the Rashbam, a few Rashbams. The Rashbam says, V'samach li'aloh k'davosi, ha'yisi somech muftach al karkazu ki'ilu hishal avosai, l'fishach zakli v'b'shofi. Look, I was machzik gimel shanim, I was machzik b'shofi, so I was secure in this karka as if I inherited it. It's not exactly what he said, but it's similar. Boy Gemara toin v'chozer v'toin. Yochel adam litom bebezdin shetoin bebezdin mashu rotze v'chozer v'toin l'saken devarav harishonim. What's the shaila machogazula nahardai? Can a person be toin something and then can he be misaken what he said previously? What does that mean? Can he be saken what he said previously? Ula amar toin v'chozer v'toin. Toin bebezdin mashu rotze v'chozer achrei kein litom devarim acherim. Letarets dvarim harishonim avo pishem akhishom ktsas pozesh chozer v'toyin. He's misaken, but he's makhish ktsas. Ula says that's okay. Hakhosha legami? No. Hakhosha legami, Ula would say eno chozer v'toyin. But here he's only makhish ktsas. He didn't say velo shalavosecha. If he said velo shalavosecha, he can't change. Here he said shalavosai. So now the shaila is, can he be mafar? Can he be masake? It's not just a perish; it's a tikkun. He's fixing up what he said. Fixing up. He's being masake in a way that he's makhish ktsas. Shalavosai certainly sounds like velo shalavosecha, but he didn't say beferish. So now the question is, can he change what he said shalavosai to say the samachli alo kida avhasi? I'm explaining what I meant. But it sounds like a little bit of a hakosha, but it's not a hakosha legami. So Ula says that you can. And then the Rashbam adds, "Umodi Ula avagadu mehemnina leilahay detoyin in davosachi Ula's moda shemtoyin metchila upiri shalavosef lo shalavosefa deino chozav detoyin tanezu the samach halok kida avosi shari oker legami dvar harishonim." Ula admits that you're okay legami, you're makhish legami, then you're not going to be hammered to be chosen the toy. Here, you're only makhish b'miktsas. You're really misakin devara. That's the middle case. That's where we have a machlokes. So the kasha really never began. Kevin Shehigat, you can't, happy to be chosen the toy, and it's not against the din of Kevin Shehigat, Shuvan Achozer, Umagid. No, it's not against that, because the only time Ula says that you can be chosen the toy is where you're not makhish legami. Kevin Shehigat is where the Edom are makhish legami, what they said before. So there's no kasha b'chalal. There's no kasha b'chalal. If you makhish legami, Ula Taka admits that you can't be chozer magid, that you can't be chozer v'tayim. Right. So there are three cases over here. There's hakosha legami. Shalavosai below shalavosecha. In such a case, ain't a chozer v'tayim. There's... Hosafa. Mosif al-Devara. Perush al-Devara. What's that? Shalavosai shalakua me'avosachem. There's no hakosh at all in that. It's just a perish. It's a hosafa, which is a perish. Here, everyone holds chos of the time. And then we have the middle case, where there's a hakosh of the mikzas. The sakin dvarav. The samach li ala kedavasi, that's a machlokes ugla in the Harizal. If it's a hakosha gemura, hakosha legamri, so then everyone says that ain't a chos of the time. If it's only mosif al dvar, it's a perish, and everyone says you can be chos of the time. If it's akosh of the miktas, he's misakein his devarim. It's not akosh lagami, but it's not just the osofa, then there's a machlokas on the run, if it could be chos of the time. Okay, this is stage one of the gemara. Yeah? Bipshuto, this shiloh we've seen in a different context. We've seen a similar shiloh when it comes to Isurim. Right? By Issa v'Heter, we see a similar idea. What do I mean? So we dealt a lot with the Gemara in Ksubas and Afchav Beis. Mishnah there, Gemara there. What does the Mishnah in Ksubas and Afchav Beis say? Ha'isha sha'amra, ha'isha sish, ha'isi ugrushani, ne'menesh, ha'pesha asar, hu ha'pesha hiti. That's what we spoke about at great length. She says Eishes Ish Hayisi. We don't know that she was an Eishes Ish except Lefi Devareha. Now she says Grushani. So she's the menace to say that she's Muteris. Because Pesha Asa or Pesha Yid. But the Gemara gives a different case. That's the Mishnah. What happens in the following case? Let's say she says Eishes Ish Ani, and then she says Grushani. That's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, she says, Eishes Ish Hayisi, or as we described, she doesn't necessarily have to use those words, but she tells a story about her husband and herself that implies that she was married. She's assuming, she's admitting that she was married. And then she says she's a Grusha. That's the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, what's the din if she says, Eishes Ish Ani, and then she says, Grushani? She literally is so to what she said before. What's the din? She says, Eishes Ish Ani, I am an Eishes Ish now. And then, a little while later, an hour later, she says, Grushani. What's it then? So Zokta Gemara, if Lechora, once she says, Eishes Ishani, she should be Asura. Why should she be Asura when she says, Eishes Ishani? What's the principle? Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Asura. A person has a right to make themselves into a Chetza Shalissa. A person has a right to say that they're Asa. So Eishes Ishani, she asks herself. But once Shavi Nafsha Chaticha the Yisura, so then she can't make herself Mutah, she already said that she's Asura, so what gives her the right? The answer is, Zokta Gemara, if she gives an Amasla, if she gives an excuse as to why she said initially Eishes Ishani, now she says Grushani, or Pnuyani, Amasla allows her to change her mind, right? To say differently. She gives an excuse. What's the excuse? The excuse the Gemara says is that she was afraid. Right, Maisa Nami Beishach has Gedola Shoyse Gedola Benoi Vekovtzele Bnei Adam Lekatcha. It was a girl, and she was very eligible. Right, a lot of people wanted to marry her, and she didn't want to be shepherded by all the different people. You know, all of the Shadchanim were on her case, and so she wanted to say, "I'm not going out. I'm not going out." Right, but they wouldn't accept that. So she said, "I'm married." okay, she's married, what am I going to do? You know, Wahoo Connects is not going to, it's not going to have anything against that, you know? They're not going to try at that point. So, and then, La'achar Yomim, she says that she's Mekudeshes. They say, well, what's going on over here? I thought you said that you're an Eishes Ish. So she explains, yeah, she said it because people were bothering her. She didn't want to be forced into marrying someone who's not Hogun. So I made up this story to have people leave me alone. It's accepted. The Gemara says that Amasa is a good Amasa. It's accepted. It's an amazing halacha. Right here, she's mamish contradicting what she said previously. She says, Eishesish ani, not hoyisi. Eishesish ani, I am an Eishesish. And later she says, Gushani, Pnuyani, whichever one, Pnuyani. She wants to marry a coin, she can say Pnuyani. As long as she can explain away why she said what she said initially, that's fine. Amasla is enough to take it all away. Hakkosha Gemura. Hakkosha Gemura. Amasla is enough to take Hakkosha Gemura away. So that Gemara seems very similar to our Gemara. I mean, here we also have a Hakkoshim. We're trying to figure out, can you be toying the chos of the toying? If you're misakin dvar of harishonim, if you're explaining away, if you're giving a masla as to why you said what you said, it seems very similar to the Gemara in Ksubas. And that's in fact what the Ktzos initially wants to suggest. Right? The Ktzos says, can a masla work by mamon? He quotes a machlokas achronim. The Marash HaLevi and the Marash Sasson, Maruch Hasson. The Machlokas, does a master work by Mama? Can I be Makrish what I said in Dinei Mamanis? If I give an Amasta to explain why I said what I said initially? So first the Ktos quotes from the Marash HaLevi. He says, of course a master should work by Mama. Im hikilu be'erva hachamura kol shken be'mamon hakal. Tzach hakav hachomer. Arayis! Eishes Ish. If a master can work to be matter in Eishes Ish, so certainly it'll work by Mammon. Okay, Mammon is important, but if that's Chomer is an Eishes Ish, Isurim, Erva. So if we're makel by Erva Achamura to say a master works, to be chosen from a to be makrish and to be chosen legami from what she said before, so by Mammon as well, it certainly should work. The Marach Hasson, another one of the Gedolei Achronim, argues. He argues with the Marash HaLevi. He says, Amasla doesn't work by Mammon. Because you're not Neman to be Chosebo if it's going to be Chav Lachrim. By an Eishes Ish, you're going to be Mater her to other people. But by Mammon, what's good for one is bad for the other. So you can't allow a Chazar, even if you're given Amasla, you can't allow a Chazar by Mammon, it's going to be to the detriment of another individual. So that you can't do. Even if by Yisurim Amasla works, but by Mammon it doesn't work. It's a shayla back and forth. Marach Hasson, Marash HaLevi. The Ktzos quotes it in some pace of Kodnal. The Ktzos says that the Marash HaLevi brought a raya from the Rambam. Does a masla work by a moment or not? He brought a raya from the Rambam in our sugya, the sugya of Chos of Atoni. What does the Rambam say? Rambam and Hilkas Toi Vinita. Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Yesh l'toyim bebezden l'achsev l'iton tanacheres l'hak hashatayin harishona v'samchen al tanoso ha'achrona avlish lo nosan amasla l'tayna harishona. The Rambam says, you can be chosev l'toyim even without an amasla by mamon. You're changing what you said before. That's acceptable. One time is p'tur to another time is p'tur, that's okay. That's if Edom have not yet come. Aval me'acha sh'yavau Edom v'yakishu tanaso ha'achrona sh'samach alea eno yochol ha'asio l'tayna acheren selim ke'nosan amaslo l'tayna sh'samach alea. Zok the Rambam, but if Edom already came, now he's going to change. So if he gives an amasla, then he's nema. If he gives an amasla, v'yesh b'mashmo k'mo sh'ahesi v'zos ha'tayna acheres Bezdin, then it's okay. The Rambam, in a nutshell, paskins like whom? Like Ula, right? The Rambam paskins that Toin v'choz v'toin. The case of Toin v'choz v'toin is where Bo Eidim. If Lo Bo Eidim, then he can be choz v'toin even without an Amasla. Ptur l'ptur, there's no problem. But once the Eidim comes, so then he can't be chozebo. Stam, if he gives an amasla, then he's never to be chozebo. The Ram Paskin's like Ula. Dr. Marash Alevi, what's the Ram saying? I mean, just look at the words. The Ram saying that amasla works by mammon to be chozebo. Amasla works by mammon to be makrish, what you said previously. So comes the Marash Alevi and says, I hold amasla works by mammon, just like by Issi. You see from the Rambam Paskin's that amasla works by mammon as well. That's what the Marash Alevi wants to say. So Lechora, according to the Marash Alevi's Rambam, the Machlokas Ula Nahardoi is basically a Machlokas whether a Masla works by Mammon. That's how the Marash Alevi understood. The Marash brings a Raya that a Masla works by Mammon from the Rambam, the Rambam in our Sugya, the Rambam Paskening like Ula. Nahardoi obviously argues against Ula. So what's the Machlokas Ula Nahardoi? Whether a Masla works by Mammon. That's how the Marash Alevi understood. Comes the Ktzos and he says, I don't know what the Marash Alevi is talking about. It all sounds very nice and dandy, but if you look at it carefully, you look at the sugya, our sugya, with the Rambam, and you look at the sugya and subas, never the twain shall meet. It's not the same sugya. It's not the same sugya. What's the difference between the two sugyas? Can someone crystallize it? What's the difference between the two sugyas? What's the hakosha here? What's the hakosha over there? Tell you.
The Akasha in our Sugya is only
Akasha Ksas. Yes.
As opposed to the other one where it's
Akasha Gemurah. Exactly. The two Sugyas have nothing to do with each other, Dr. Ksas. What's the Marash Alevi talking about? Marash wants to bring a Raya from the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin is like, Ula and our Sugya, the Toyin Vachos, the Toyin with an Amasla. Oh, you see, Amasla works by Mammon. No! Give out! Our Sugya is talking about with his no Akasha Legamri. Ula Nahardoi argue in the second case with his Hakosha B'miktsa. Hakosha B'miktsa. There's no raya that if you makhish the Dvarecha Legamri, a master would work by a mammon. By Issa Veheta, we're talking about where she's makhish her words completely. She says, Eishas Ish Ani, and then she says, Grushani, Panuyani, Hakosha Gemura. By Issa Veheta, the Chirish of the Gemara is that a master works. She can give an excuse as to why she said what she said initially, and she can change 180 degrees. In Gansen, change completely for Hakosha Gemura from what she said previously. As long as she has an excuse, if she can explain why she said it, we trust her. By Mammon would that work? Never! Zakhtik says, never! Hakosha Gemura, everyone admits that Eino Chozer Gatoi. That's in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph. Machlokas Amorayim is, can you be chozer with the Hakosha B'miktsas? So there's no raya to the Machlokas Achronim about Amasla by Mammon. That Shaila is, does Amasla work when there's a Hakosha Gemura by Mammon? There's no raya from Asugya, the Machlokas Ula Nardoi. It's not talking about Hakosha Gemura, it's talking about if there's a Hakosha B'miktsas. So the Ketos is very bothered with the Marash's raya. The Rambam's not talking about Hakosha Gemura, he's talking about Hakosha B'miktsas. Because he's talking about our case. But if you're Oka Devar of Lagami, Amasla's not going to work by Mammon. The Psos gives two cases where Amasla could work by Mammon if you're Makfish Lagami. Two cases. I'll give you one. He calls it Hashto'a and Hasbo'a. Hashto'a and Hasbo'a. What was that? There's a concept in the Gemara that when someone says that he owes money, Let's say Reuven, you know, Reuven's a wealthy guy. Well, people think he's wealthy. He doesn't want people to think he's wealthy. So people think he has $1 million, so he says, I owe $1 million to so-and-so. So people now say, oh, he doesn't have so much money. You know, everyone, every stock is trying to, you know, call him up on the phone, and you know all the, what do they call them? Telemarketers? Like the telemarketers are calling him up and asking him for money. Whatever, he doesn't know what to do. So he goes out and he says, I owe so-and-so $1 million. So all the telemarketers stop calling him. Because there's no one to call. There's no money to get. And then later, he says, no, I don't owe him this. But you said already that you owe him. No. I didn't want my kids to think that I had money. Or I didn't want the telemarketers to think that I had money. Shema shalola hasbia esbonav omar king. He didn't want to be masbiya. You know, if his kids think that they have, that the father has money, so they're not going to apply themselves appropriately. So he says, you know, we're just a regular family. And then the kids apply themselves, and then voila. You know, when they apply themselves and they accomplish, then the father says, you know, we have to have money. So that makes sense. That's a case where even if he's makfish devar of legamri, he's neman, because this is a taina, this is an amasla that's very understandable. So in such a case, amasla will work by mamma. But normally, you're going to give your own private excuse that's not like a davar yadua that people do this. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. And there's no raya from Asuri, because Asuri is not talking about amasla by akosha legamri. He's talking about amasla by a mikta sakosha. By a mikta sakosha. And that's the whole machlokas. The whole machlokas. What is the machlokas? Ula nahardai in the sugyan. If you're makish b'miktas, are you neman to be misaken your words? Neman to be misaken your words. What are they really arguing about? I mean, what they're really arguing about is, do we assume that a hakrosha b'miktas with a tikkun, is that like mefarish? Or is that more than mefarish? Is it like three or like one? Right? If there's akasha gemura, so then we say, oh, you're really changing. That's a chazara. If it's only a perish, like number three, it's not a chazara. So the machlokas amarayim is, in a case where there's akasha b'miktas, and you're misakin barecha, so is that viewed as a chazara? Because there was a akasha b'miktas? Or is that viewed only as a perish? Because it's not a akasha gemura. That's basically what the machlokas is about. Yes. Question.
If we say we can give a masna by the case of saying moda legamri, should we make a kavu chomer and mix that?
Hakasha legamri?
Yeah. Like if you're giving a masna to explain why you gave a kasha legamri, wouldn't it be a kavu chomer to the case where you gave it only like the mix that? Would that not be a kavu chomer?
No. But the machlokas, the marash, and the marach hason is whether a masna works by mamon by a hakasha gemur. So you can't bring a raya from our sugya, from the Rambam and our sugya, because the Rambam and our sugya is talking about hakashav b'miktzas. So in a chanami, a masla does work by hakashav b'miktzas. We pass them like ula, so by hakashav b'miktzas, a masla would work, but there's no raya, a masla would work even by hakashav b'miktzas. Okay, so it would seem that ula and hardai are having a machlokas, how to view this middle case, how to view the hakashav b'miktzas with the tikkun dvarim, is that only like a perush, and then it's acceptable? Or is it like a chazar, and then it's not going to be acceptable? That's l'chora, the Pashup Chat in the Sugya, according to the Reshba. What's the problem over here? Okay, Shlomo, before we get to the problem.
So it's bringing up this case as an exception, or he's saying this is a riot?
Which case?
Of the father who says, or someone who says that...
That's the exception where a master will work even by mamon, even if you're makrish legamri.
It's only in that case.
He also said the other case is hashtar. If he says mishat ani ba, someone says I owe you $100, he turns around and he says no, I was just kidding. So that's okay. People do that. I mean, I would like a person who did that, but people do that. Mishat ani ba. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if he claims mishat ani ba, then it's acceptable because he didn't really mean it. Why did he say it? A different reason why people say it. But he says, Mishat ani bach, I was just kidding. If he has a whole shot, you know, first he says one thing, and then he says another. I mean, in our Gemara, he's not just saying Mishat ani bach. There's a whole taina back and forth, right? So there we wouldn't say a master works if he's makrish legam. But Mishat ani bach is a taina that you could give to say that you're makrish legam. So in those two cases, Hashtar and Haspa, there the Ktzo says, you know, that's the part after the bracket. There the Ktzo says, I didn't give you that part, but there the Ktzo says, even with Hakasha Gemura, Amasa is going to work, but normally it doesn't work by a moment. And you can't bring me a raya from Issa, because that Gemara is talking about Hakasha Gemura, and our Gemara is talking about where there's no Hakasha Gemura. The problem with the Rashbam, the problem with interpreting the Machlokas Ula Nahardoi in this way, that they're arguing about this case, where there's a Hakasha Gemura, and the Shaila is, how to view the case? Should we say that it's like a perush, or should we say no, it's like a chazara? The problem with that is, it's not licked in the verita of the sugya. It doesn't sound like that's what the words of the Gemara mean. The Gemara says, Ula holds chozer v'toin. Now, Hadai say, Eino chozer v'toin. Ula said that you can do a chazara, and the other one said that you can't do chazara. The way the Rashbam seems to be interpreting is, it's not a question whether you can do a chazara or not. The question is it a chazara or not? Is it a chazar? It shouldn't have said toin v'chozer v'toin olo. It should be mi havi chazara or lo havi chazara. According to this pshat, the lashon of the Gemara seems a little bit lacking. But it's not really a question whether you can do a chazara or not. The question is it called a chazara or not? And that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that they both agree what it is. The question is, can you do it? Can you do a chazara? Can you be toeh v'chozer v'toeh? So it seems a little bit difficult in pshat in the Gemara. So what is the pshat? What really is the machlokes hamaroyim of it? So someone has suggested the following. Look, we know that Ula holds that if he says shalavoseh velo shalavosecha, he can't be chozer v'toeh. Why is that? Why is it that you can't be chozer v'toeh in that extreme case, in the case of hakasha gemura? And maybe if we understand that, then that could be a maftayach to understanding the whole machlokes nesugya. What's the tama though? Let's try to chart this out. Let's try to figure it out. Case number one. Right, we want to get to case number two. What's the machlokes? What's the nature of the machlokes? But let's first address case number one that everyone agrees to. Lama eino chozer v'toeh. Lishemakchish varav l'gam. Why? Everyone agrees to this. Even Ula agrees to this. Why? So what's the simple shot? What's the simple understanding? Makrish varav l'gam, you can't be chozer v'toeh. Why? Because of this. What did I just erase? But why? So what's the problem? Okay, so Hodas Balzin Kameya. Right. And somehow you can't be chozer from a Hodas Balzin. Why? So either you can say Kevan Shehige Chuvan Chozer Umagid. Or you can say that Hodas Baldin is Neman for what? For what? Hodas Baldin is Neman L'chovaso and not L'tovaso. If this Hodas Baldin is going to implicate him, meaning he says Shalavosai, the other one brings Eidele Shalavosai. Oh, so he's Neman. He's Neman to say, to be Mechayev himself, that he says it's Shalavosai velo Shalavosai. Oh, that's what he said. But these Eidim come and say that it was Shalavosai. I mean, he didn't say velo Shalavosai, but he said Shalavosai, which implies that it didn't belong to the other guy, and the Eidim are testifying against it. So now he wants to be Chozbo. He wants to say, pardon me. He said shalavosecha, v'lo shalavosecha, and now he's going to say, no, it was shalavosecha, but something else, right? Whatever it is. So that hakosha gemara, he's not neman to do that. That chazara is l'tovasa. He's neman to be mechayiv himself, he's not neman to say good for himself. So Hodas Baldin implicates him. He said v'lo shalavosecha, once he said v'lo shalavosecha, we accept that statement. Now there are Edom against him that prove that that's not true. He's not Neman anymore. He can't change his mind anymore. This is one way of looking at it. That he loses the ability, right? He can't be Chozabot because Hodas Baldin, Kamei Edom Dami, doesn't allow him to do the Chazar. Once he admitted Velo Shalav Osecha and Edom come and prove that that's not true, so then he's finished. Right? It's a din that Hodas Baldin can't. It got him into a hole, but it can't get him out of the hole. That's one way to look at it. And who actually has such an approach in Eino Chozer V'toeh? Who says this? The Rashbam. Where does the Rashbam say it? Not here on Daf Lamed Aleph, but rather on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. Where does the Rashbam say? Where does the Rashbam talk about Eino Chozer V'toeh on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis? Where does he talk about Lamed Aleph Beis? Yeah, Lamed Aleph Beis. Remember that, Sylvia? Honey, me the Dalfo Shabbat. Should I say Lecha Mecha? I remember that. What did the Gemara say? Where is this? Ha'ud Amalei Lecharvi, my boy is my Ara. Amar Lein, Miplani Zavinta, Vachal Dishnei Chazaka. I, Vahana Kitna Shtara. Remember the whole back and forth? The Machzik says, I bought it from the Marakama. Come to the Ma'ar and says, but I have a shtar that I bought it 4 years ago from him. I bought it before your chazaka. Your chazaka is only 3 years. He brings Aiden that he has a chazaka 3 years. Comes the other guy and says, yeah, but I bought it before you. So then the Machzik says, well, I didn't mean 3 years. Shnei chazaka means more than 3 years. The Rabbah says, Ovid Inish. Of it inish the karul shnei tuv shnei chazak. That's the gemara. And the gemara adds the hanimili the ochlo sheva. Right? He has to have a chazaka of sheva where the chazaka started before the 4 years. So we mentioned as a machlokas the Rashbam and the Yesh Mefarshim. Do you need edim on the sheva or a tain is enough for the sheva? Right? Back and forth in the Rashbam. So what was the logic? Right, what was the logic? What compelled the Yesh Mefarshim to say, oh, there aren't any Eidim to Ochel Sheva? It's only a Taina. He has Eidim on the three, but he has a Taina that he was there for seven. So as long as he has a Taina that he was there for seven, with Eidim on the three, then that's going to win. B'migud d'minach zavinta. Right? B'migud d'minach zavinta. That's what the Gemara said. Why didn't the Yesh Mefarshim just say, Pasha, that you have Eidim on seven? I mean, when you read the Gemara, you certainly would assume, Hani mili to Ochel Sheva. He said, there are Edom. I said, why didn't he say that? Talk to Rashbam, because then Rav is no Chiddush. Right? Rav is no Chiddush. What? People call Shani Tuv Shnei Chazaka? Who cares? If you have Edom on seven, you have Edom on seven. Even if people don't call Shani Tuv Shnei Chazaka, it doesn't matter. As long as you have Edom on seven, he'll still win. That's why the Yesh Mefarshim felt compelled to say that there are no Edom. It's only a Taina. Oh, it's only a Taina. Then there's a Chiddush that you should be able to win with a Taina. It comes to Rashbam and says, I don't think what the Yesh Mefarshim is saying is compelling. What they say, that we have to give up shot because it's not what's the Chiddush in Rava. Says the Rashbam, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is in Rava. Right? Even if you have Edim, it still is the Chiddush in Rava. What's the Chiddush in Rava? Now fill it in, right, with all that background. What's the Chiddush, Ari?
It's not toying with
him. It's not toying because of the toy. Oh! That it's not toying because of the toying. Let's see the lashon. Rava laho dienu ba deino kari because of the toying. My damla b'sof shnei chazaka tuva kamina. David inish the kari l'shani tuva shnei chazaka. Rava wants to teach us that it's not because of the toying. Because if it would be because of the toying, then Eidim wouldn't help you. Says the Rashbam. Remember, beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Right. Eidim wouldn't help you if it would be because of the toying. Why not? Why not? Now let's look at the Rashbam. Let's all turn to Lamed Aleph Beis. The last two lines. She'ilu ha'yachoze v'toein l'hakrish dvarim harishonim afilu kimaisi sadi b'hani achronim eino klov. Because if it would be choze v'toein, the Eidim wouldn't count at all. It would be gornish gehelfen. It wouldn't help him at all. If it will be Choz of the Toyn, forget about it, because Eino Choz of the Toyn. Why? Why is it that Eino Choz of the Toyn? Even if Eidim will help it, it doesn't matter. Eino Choz of the Toyn. Why? Do does Baldin Kamea Eidim Dami, Vachatainos Rishonos Nelech, says the Rashbam. Why is it that Eino Choz of the Toyn, if he's Makhish Dvarav HaRishonim, if we don't assume that Shani Tuva, Kori L'Shani Tuva, Shnei Chazaka, so then it's a hakosha. First he said I have shnei chazak, which means three. But then he says I have seven. If it's a hakosha, it doesn't work. Why? Hodas baldin kemei eidam. Rashbam is clearly assuming that eino choz of a time by a hakosha gemura is felt in the hodas baldin. There's something choser, something missing in the hodas baldin. Hodas baldin can't allow you to be choser. It's medina, right? It's a halacha in the hodas baldin that once you have a hodas baldin, you can't be choser. So if he had a hodas baldin that he ate it for 3 years. You can't change to say seven. That's it. It's over. Hodos b'nei k'meidna, that's it. You can't be chosid. This is one way to look at this halacha. But there's another way to look at it. And that is, maybe you can change Haldorah's Bonin. You had a Haldorah. Maybe it can change. If you have an Amasla, you have some reason why you said it, maybe you can change. But what's the problem? What's the problem? It's not that halachically it can't be accepted in Beis Din, but rather there's a problem in Hilchas Tainus, not in Hilchas Haldorah's Bonin. What's the problem? Two words. Let's see if you can get this. Two words. What's the problem with this Tainus, Chazor? It's not a problem, Me'ikar Hadin, that it can't be accepted. Haldorah's Bonin locks you in, and then you can't change. No, you can change. But when you change, Chashashetz, Nireis Kishet. This Taina is Nireis Kishet, Yaakov. Excellent. The problem is, it's not that halakhically you can't change, it's locked in. You can change, but it's Nireis Kishet. We can't accept the Taina because it looks like a Sheker. That could be the problem. That could be the problem. Nireis Kishet. It looks bad. And Beis Din's not going to accept the time. The first pshat, the Rashbam said this. Rashbam on Lamed on the base. This pshat, Nireis Kishaka, who said this? The Me'iri. Exactly, the Me'iri said it right over here. Allah said. Where does the Me'iri say this? It's a little bit of a complicated case of the Me'iri. He doesn't talk about the details, but it's clear from the Me'iri that this is his understanding. What does the Me'iri say? I'm putting you to work, Yaakov. You're working hard. It's good. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you. Gedolei aposkim kosu v'tshuvoseim. The Rif, he quotes the Tshuvos HaRif from the Me'iri. This is on page Samach Zayin in the Kovetz. Shekol shesidyu bali dinin tanoseim v'yotzu lahem v'gamru b'fnei ha-bezdin she'en lahem od tainim. What happens? They have a Din Torah, and the Bali Dovah say, that's it. We finished all the time. You know, Beis Din says, all your tainus. Finish it. You finished? They say, we finished. The Niskale is Achakach Taina Le'echamehem. And then they realize they have another Taina. They could say something else. Shiyocha Lachzer V'Litton, you can be Chosen. V'al V'shama Le'Beis Din She'en Lo Od Taina, Ein Zaklum. Even if they told Beis Din, we don't have any more tainus, they can then say, we have more tainus. Sounds very strange. Shalonemar eno chozev etoin ela keneged taina acheres meosan ataina shetoan kfar. If the taina that we're talking about is similar to the tainas that were said before, so that you can't be chozev etoin. But if it's a new taina, meaning if new information became available to the person, and as a result of that he's going to have a new taina, so that's a new world. It's a new taina that he couldn't have known before. If it's me'osan ha-taina that he said already, that he can't be chozev etoin. But if it's something new, then it's okay. Avozeh shelo haya yodea la'atzmo o taina v'nisgale eslo vade chozev etoin kama she'yitzev ha-dvarim nir. If he didn't know this taina, if it's no way that he could have known the taina, there's new information that became revealed to him and now he's getting a new taina, then that should work. It's up to me'iri, b'shem derif. Right? The only time that ain't chozev etoin, where they tell Beis Din they don't have any more tainas, that's only where they're going to say a taina similar to what they said. Meaning, it's something they should have known to begin with. The case hasn't changed. There's no new information that's cropping up. So that they can't do. But if there's new information that enables them to say a new taina, there was a new gilui to them, that now they can give a new taina, then that they'd be namath to get a new taina. What's the difference? Not the Me'iri. Shalom nomar eno chos v'toin, lo k'nega taina acheres mi'os na taina shetoan kfar. Shadvarim nirim shehem shakaros. Why is it that ain't opposed to the Torah? Because if you could have known the taina, you should have, and could have, would have, should have, you should have known the taina when you were still in Beis Din, and you weren't telling that, now you're going to be opposed to the Torah, then you're going to change your mind and say something different. Hakosha gemura, that's nearest kishakim. The taina is nearest kishakim. It's not that Haldorah's Baal Din locks you in and then you can't be chozevah. There's no such halacha. You can be chozevah. If you give an amasla, why should you be able to be chozevah? Oh, you can't give an amasla because it's nearest kishaka. If it's hakosha gemura, that's nearest kishaka. It's a din in Hilchas Tainas that the taina is nearest kishaka. It looks bad. It looks funny. It looks funny, so that's why you can't be chozevah. That's why you can't be chozevah. It's nearest kishaka. It's nearest kishaka. Tzaus has a line like this in Siman Peis of Cotton Gimel. He says, the ein lo laser midvarav harishonim, the taina grua he zuha chozeres. The taina is a taina grua. Taina, the taina, there's a reyes in the taina. Taina is nearest kesheka, there's a reyes in the taina. We'll get to in the next part of the sugya, there's a Rima Gash, a world famous Rima Gash, so he also echoes a similar sentiment. I'm not sure if all of you got to this Rima Gash. But just to throw out, just the beginning, we're not going to get to the ikar of the Rima Gash. At the beginning, he talks about our part of the sugya. Ein toin v'choz v'toin, dafka hechad lohodam itanoso kamaisa elo lebosa da'osu sadi v'akhisha be'vahaytayna kamaisa v'katoin meikar. When can't you be chos of a toin? Well, that's only after Edom came. Right? That's like the Rambam. The Rima Gash says the Rambam. I mean, before Edom come, then you can't be chos of. If you give it a masa, there's no problem. But after the Edom come, then you can't be chos of. Akosha Gemurah, you can't be chos of. You pass things like Ula, the toin, chos of a toin, but only with Akosha Mitzvah. But Akosha Gemurah, you can't be chos of. Why? Dr. Rima Gash. Javadei machmas sadusa demisa dihu de kohoder bein tanose kamaisa de kohoder v'toyin haytayna achriti minay. Why can't you be chosva once the Edom came? Because it's clear, right? It's mucha. It's an umdana de mucha that you're only being chosva because the Edom came. What's he saying? It's mucha that the tayna sheker. You're only toying this because the Edom came. He doesn't say the reason why you can't be chosen, because once you have a hodas baldin, you can't have a chazara. No. The whole point is there's a difference whether Edom came or didn't come, because before the Edom came, it's not near his kesheker. He's chosen. There's a reason why. He said the first time, he'll give us a reason. It's fine. It's not near his kesheker. Once the Edom comes, so we know why you're being chosen, because the Edom already came. So clearly you want to say something better that's going to carry the day, despite the fact that the Edom disagreed with what you said initially. Nearest kesheker. It's nearest kesheker. That's the problem. It's not that Hodas Badin Kamehidami actually locked you in. So there are two approaches. There could be two approaches in why you can't be Chos of the Toy. Now, it could very well be that both approaches are correct. Both approaches could be correct. Could be it just depends on the case. Maybe there's a difference between a hakhosha gemura and a hakhosha b'miktas. Maybe taka, if you're makhish dvar harishonim legamri, so then the hodas baldin locks you in, and there's no way that you can be chosibah. Everyone says that you can't be chosibah. Oh, but if you're makhish dvar of only b'miktas, what's the reason that you shouldn't be able to be chosibah? Is there some kind of reason that you shouldn't be able to be chosibah? What am I saying? There are two approaches that we suggested. If you're makrish lagami, so why can't you be chosebo? Either hodas within locks you in, or because the time is nearest kesheker. Which one is right? Is it one, or is it the other? Or maybe it's both. Oh. What's the nafkamina between the two? If we say it's both, like which tam? What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Let's say you're only makrish dvar b'miktas. If you're only makrish dvar b'miktas, is that a chazara from a hodas baldin? Not necessarily. If you're only makrish dvar b'miktas, maybe that's not a chazara. So if the reason why you can't be toin b'choz v'toin by a hakchosha gemura is because hodas baldin locks you in, that principle, that svara might only apply to a hakchosha gemura, but not to Akosha B'Miktas. But if the pshat is that the reason why you can't be chosebo when you're makrish legami is because Tanosu is nearest kesheker, maybe even by Akosha B'Miktas, Tanosu, Hashniya, is nearest kesheker. So what am I saying? What's the machlokas ula nehardoyim? The machlokas could be, what taka is the reason why by Akosha Gemur you can't be chosebo time? Ula says it's because Hodas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami locks you in and you can't do a chazar. You can't be chosebo from a Hodas Baldin. So comes Ula and says, but by a hakhosha b'miktas, that problem doesn't apply. So if that problem doesn't apply, then you can be chosebo. Nehardoi come and say, no. There are two svaras over here. Right? You can't be chozebo because you're locked in, but you also can't be chozebo because it's nearest kesheker. Come Nardoi and say that even by akosha miksas, even where you're not going to be locked in, it's not akosha gemura, you could be chozebo from the hodos baldin, but maybe you can't be chozebo toin anyway because tanosu is nearest kesheker. Tanosu is nearest kesheker. So what am I really saying? You know what I'm going to say? Initially, we thought the machlokas ula nahardai is what? It's the machlokas how to view this middle case. Is this middle case viewed as like a chosha gemura? It's a chazara? It's like a chazara? Or is it a perish? Right? This was... Where should I put this? What's the machlokas ula nahardai? Initially, we thought that the machlokas is ha'im. Number two, right, case number two, is this a chazara? Hakosha b'miktas. Is hakosha b'miktas kechazara or keperish? Is it like number one or like number three? But according to this pshat, you don't have to say that. You could say everyone holds. Everyone holds that it's not like a chazara. L'kula yama, hakosha b'miktas is not like a chazara. So it's not like a chazara. Why can't you be chozer b'toin? What's the problem that it's not a chazara? Right? It's not like hakosha gemura. Right? It's not like a hakosha gemara. So what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. So Ula says, if it's not like a hakosha gemara, then you can be chozer b'toin. Nardoi said that you can't be chozer b'toin. But why? If it's not a chazara, why can't you be chozer b'toin? Because Tanoso is nearest Kesheker. Maybe Ula denies such a svar. Ula says the only reason why you can't be chozebo from your first taina by Hakosha Gemura, that's because Hodos Baldin locks you in. But that's true only by Hakosha Gemura. By Hakosha B'mitzvah, you're not locked in because that's not called a chazara. If it's not called a chazara, then there's no problem at all. Ula is a Hodos Baldin man. He says Hodos Baldin locks you in and then you can't be chozebo from the Hodos Baldin. But if Hakosha B'miktas, in that middle case, it's not called a chazara, it's not called a retraction. So then there's no problem. You're not locked in. You can be chozebo. Now Hardai say, it doesn't matter that you're not locked in. It doesn't matter that Hakosha B'miktas is not called a chazara. The reality is, it's still Nireis Tanoso Kesheker. It's still near his Tanasa Gesheke because it's not really a parish, it's a Akosha B'nishtas over here. So it looks bad. So because it looks bad, you can't be Chosebo. According to this approach, they're not arguing what is it? Is it a Chazara? Is it a parish? No, they both agree what it is. The question really is, what's the reason why by Hakosha Gemura you can't be Chosebo? Is that because Hodos Baden locks you in? Or is it because Nires Tanas? Or is it also because Nires Tanas Gesheke? Now, Hardai say there are two reasons. It's also because Nireis Tanasu Kesheker. The nafkamina being, let's say you only have Hakosha B'mitzas. If you only have Hakosha B'mitzas, then you're not going to be locked into the first Hodos Baldin. But if the problem of Tanasu Nireis Kesheker still applies, so then you're not going to be able to do to the Chazar. So the Machlokas really is, can you be Chozer B'toin? Can you have the second Taina by Hakosha B'miktas, are we afraid of Tanoso Nires Kesheker? Or do we not say that we're afraid of Tanoso Nires Kesheker?
Why are you not locked in?
Why not locked in?
Why are you not locked in if it's only a Hakosha B'miktas? Like, according to Rashbam, why do you explain a little more why Hakosha B'miktas is...
Hakosha, you can't be Chozerbo from a Hodas Baldin. So what's a chazara? Chazara means I said something, and now I'm changing what I said. Maybe a partial hakhasha is not really called a chazar, so that you can do. But it still smells fine. Still sounds fine. So if you're afraid of the second svar of Tanasa Niris Keshekem, so then even if you're not considered being chosen from a hodas baldin, there still will be a problem. Because your tain is Niris Keshekem. Now I hold that we're also afraid of Tanasa Niris Keshekem. Yes, Shlomo.
Maybe just explain one more time why the way we originally saw the Machlokas in the Rashbam, why that's like a little weak.
What's challenging about it is because then it sounds like the whole Machlokas Amarayim is how to view this case. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the Machlokas is, can you be Chozer V'Toin or not? According to this approach, the Machlokas is not how to view the case. Everyone says that the middle case, Hakosha, the Mikzas, is like a Perish, right? It's not called a chazara. That's enough, right? That Akasha Mitzvah is not called a chazara. The shaila is, can you be chosen v'toyin despite the fact that it's not a chazara? So if you hold that Eino chosen v'toyin by Akasha Gemura is because it's a stira to the Hodas Baldin, so that might not apply by Akasha Mitzvah because I'm not really being makish so much. So if I'm not being makish so much, it's not such a contradiction. So maybe that's okay. It's not called a chazara, so there's no problem. But if the problem is Tanoso Niris Kesheker, so as long as there's a little bit of Akasha, that also might be viewed as Niris Kesheker. So that Taka might be a problem. Okay, I'd like to stop here. Maybe I'll talk about your question after the share. I just want to have some...